This is episode 667 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm an executive job search and leadership coach, as well as the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. Handshakes, bows, depends on where in the world you are, but there's a right way and a wrong way for executing one. That's what I discuss in this show, how to do it right, why it's important to do it right. Hope you find it helpful, and if you do, that you give the show 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher, because it does help other people find the show. And by the way, if you know someone who'd be helped by it, please share the episode with them. It will help other folks in that way, too. And with that, let's get going. I want to talk with you about body language today, and it's a very simple piece of body language that some people in the U.S. get tripped up with. Now, I've spoken about the smile, I've spoken about the positioning of yourself in a chair during an interview, but today I want to remind you about the handshake. Now, if you're U.S. born, you understand that in the U.S. a handshake is firm and you maintain eye contact while you're shaking hands. If you're from other cultures, that would be considered rude, but if you're interviewing in the U.S., that is the appropriate thing to do. So, I want to encourage you to practice the proper handshake if you're not U.S. born. And if you're U.S. born interviewing outside the country, remember, culturally it may be different. You may not be interviewing with an expat working abroad. You may be interviewing with someone local who's used to a, shall we say, a milder handshake. Now, in some cultures, the appropriate thing is not a handshake, it's a bow. If you're U.S. born, you have no experience with this. It's the equivalent of someone being foreign born and shaking hands in the U.S. You have to learn the bow. So I can't do that because different cultures do it differently. But wherever you are, if you're interviewing with someone who's expecting a bow because you're interviewing in a foreign country, that is a non-U.S. country. You have to come to someone to practice with. This is an example of one of those practice ahead of the interview kind of things that I talk about with regularity. And being rude and not bowing, being rude and not shaking hands properly will hurt you in the interview because it will temporarily distract the interviewer from paying attention to who you are and what you can give them. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles, all my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.